USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two Republican U.S. senators say they are convinced the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia knew about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. After a classified CIA briefing yesterday, one of them, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, said,
"So it's pretty simple for Saudi Arabia. If you want to keep this relationship, you've disrespected it. You need to repair it. The damage is being done by the Crown Prince, not by the United States. And if you want to fix it, you should do something about it."
Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker says the Saudi leader would be convicted in 30 minutes if it was a fair trial. President Trump will join three former presidents for the state funeral of George H.W. Bush today. The service for the 41st president will be held at the National Cathedral in Washington. It'll be the first time that President Trump will be in close proximity to former Presidents Obama and Clinton since his inauguration. And this is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
U.S. stock markets are closed today as the nation mourns the loss of former President George H.W. Bush. It is tradition for the markets to close on national days of mourning. This trading halt comes a day after the markets took a big, big hit. All three major U.S. indexes fell by more than 3% yesterday. And the Postal Service is suspending regular mail delivery and retail service today.
To honor the life and legacy of President George H.W. Bush, the Postal Service will observe the National Day of Mourning by closing all retail locations, suspending all regular mail delivery, and limiting package delivery across the nation.
That's USA Radio's John Clemens. More than 50,000 hens were killed in a fire at an Illinois egg farm yesterday. It happened in Grand Park. Firefighters did save another 300,000 hens from the flames and smoke. Comedian Kevin Hart's been tapped to host next year's Oscars. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Registered Democrat and former New York mayor, billionaire Michael Bloomberg, recently said that he'd have to be close to a decision by mid-January if he's going to run for the White House in 2020. He has been in the early voting state of Iowa, though, recently. Yesterday at a Q&A session, which followed the screening of his new climate change documentary called Paris to Pittsburgh.
It would be helpful if people call their federal government representatives, senators and congressmen, and say, it's not a commie plot. This is really happening.
Forecasters say there's a 90% chance of favorable weather conditions for today's launch of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Liftoff is set for 1:16 p.m. Eastern Time for the rocket that's to carry a Dragon cargo capsule filled with thousands of pounds of supplies and experiments for the International Space Station. About 8 minutes after launch, folks on the Space Coast can expect to hear triple sonic booms as SpaceX then lands the Falcon 9 booster back at the Cape. And while the Washington Redskins and the NFL need a quarterback, they do not plan to sign free agent Colin Kaepernick. The head coach, Jay Gruden, says the Skins did discuss Kaepernick as an option, but they'd have to change too much of their offense. Backup quarterback Colt McCoy suffered a broken leg on Monday night, and starter Alex Smith broke his leg last month. Kaepernick hasn't played since 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.